The next item on the agenda, or the first item on this agenda, is advisory opinion request 2021-06, submitted on behalf of Representative Robin Kelly in the Democratic Party of Illinois. This was held over from the June 24th meeting. We are again joined by Charles Borden and Sam Brown, who are available to respond to any questions. And the commissioners may have, want to say thank you and welcome again for joining us. And we also have from the Office of General Counsel, Heather Philmeyer and Mr. Bob Knott from OGC to discuss the matter. Counsel, OGC, would you like to fill us in on the most recent developments?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, commissioners. So before you are four alternative draft advisory opinions, drafts A, B, C, and revised draft C, that respond to a request from Congresswoman Robin Kelly and the Democratic Party of Illinois. The requesters, Congressman Kelly was recently elected to serve as chair of the state party, and the requesters have two questions. First, whether the state party may raise and spend non-federal funds through its non-federal account while Congresswoman Kelly serves as chair. And second, whether the Congresswoman's name and title as chair may appear on the letterhead for solicitations for the non-federal account. Draft A says no to the first question and concludes that the second question is moot. Drafts B and C reach the same basic conclusion on the first question, that the state party may raise and spend non-federal funds through its non-federal account while Congresswoman Kelly serves as chair, but they differ as to the conditions under which the state party may do so. The only difference between draft C and revised draft C is the addition of a footnote on the final page of revised draft C. The drafts also reach the same conclusion on the second question, that the Congresswoman's name and title as chair may not appear on the letterhead for solicitations for the non-federal account, because doing so would identify the solicitations as being sent on Congresswoman Kelly's behalf in violation of the Act Soft Money Prohibition. We did not receive any comments on the request. We did receive one comment on the drafts. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Knapp. Let me turn to my colleagues. Are there any questions or comments?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Traynor.
I do have one question for counsel for the Illinois party.
Please proceed.
All right, I was just making sure they were on the screen there. So my question is, if we're unable to come to a conclusion for you today, what options are available to the party with regard to fundraising?
Thank you, Commissioner, for your question. And we'd like to thank the commissioners, all the commissioners, for all of your consideration of our questions and for your hard work on these drafts. So the question is, what options would the party have for fundraising if the commission is unable to reach a consensus on an advisory opinion request? Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
I think that it would continue to clearly be able to raise federal funds subject to the limits and prohibitions of the Act. And then we would have to conduct an analysis, I think, at that time of what other options, if any, may be open to the party. I think that we, pending this advisory opinion process, have not conducted that analysis.
Do you think a declaratory judgment action might be available to you?
That is an option that we have not actively considered. I think certainly there's a range of possibilities that we would want to take a look at in the event that the commission is unable to reach a consensus, but we are hopeful and we were excited to go through this process and to present an option to the commission for its consideration.
Great, thank you. No further questions, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I have a question if I don't want to step over any colleagues that were. The revised draft C is a draft that with some negotiation I put forth to the commission. Have you had an opportunity to review it?
Yes, Chair, we have had an opportunity to review it.
And this is a cookie question. He's famous for this question, so I'm stealing his question. What are your thoughts on this question, on this draft?
Well, Chair, we think that draft C strikes an appropriate balance between the important interests expressed in BCRA in reducing corruption and the appearance of corruption and retaining an ability for federal office holders to serve in state party organizations. So we support Draft C. As we discussed in the prior open meeting, we're comfortable with the modifications to option one that are contained in revised Draft C. And we would be certainly willing to proceed on this basis. We would welcome it if the commission were to adopt Draft C. And we think Draft C is also consistent with Congresswoman Kelly's vision of an expanded state party organization that brings more voices into the party and allows them to be a part of the party operations. So if the commission were to adopt Draft C, the party would be very excited to proceed under that basis.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Colleagues? If there are no further questions, I see the vice chair is unmuted. Vice chair.
Madam Chair, I was about to make a motion.
Please do.
In light of the silence from my colleagues. in this matter, I move the adoption of revised draft C, agenda document 21-31C1.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Is there a discussion on this motion?
Could you clarify? I could hear.
The motion, Vice Chair, please.
The motion is to adopt the revised draft C circulated this morning.
C? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
C as in Charlie.
Commissioner Walther, were you able to hear the motion?
Yes, I have a question. As I understand it, Commissioner Weintraub had some issues at some point, and I'm wondering if those remain or if there's some other issues.
Commissioner Weintraub, would you like to?
I wasn't planning to, but okay. I'm always happy to answer a question from a colleague. I am reluctantly not going to support the motion. I still have the same concerns that I expressed earlier about, although I think this is an improvement. I'm close, but I can't quite get over the ledge on this. I do have some concerns about somebody, a federal office holder who is subject to all of the restrictions and the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act as the leader of an organization which would be raising soft money, albeit through a special committee that was run by other people. So those concerns remain. I believe there are certainly many ways that the Congresswoman could serve her party and be actively involved in most aspects of its activities. And I certainly applaud her efforts to increase the diversity of viewpoints that are represented within the party, but I'm just not gonna be able to vote yes on this.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Traynor.
So I am planning on supporting the vice chair's motion, but I just want to note that I think that it's significant that Congresswoman Kelly and the state party have voluntarily ceased fundraising for their non-federal account pending the commission's answer to this particular question. And I think that it powerfully illustrates the chilling effect that this statute has on important First Amendment rights for political fundraising and spending. And even more specifically, because the statute prohibits a federal office holder from lawfully raising non-federal funds under state law, it also effectively limits who the members of the party may choose to represent them, which I think is a clear limitation on the associational rights of the party members. Essentially, what we're doing in this advisory opinion is turning the party chairmanship in Illinois into a purely honorary role without the power to direct a very large portion of the activities that the Democratic Party of Illinois engages in. My understanding is that Congresswoman Kelly ran on a platform of being more inclusive in the activities that take place in the party in Illinois. And now our very act is excluding Congresswoman Kelly from the very activities that she wanted to be more inclusive in. And I think it is very significant that we are excluding the first African-American woman to ever hold this position in Illinois from engaging in those activities. So while I support the revised draft C, I think it is very significant that the statute is having this chilling effect, both on First Amendment rights and associational rights in Illinois.
Thank you, Commissioner Traynor. Any other comments, colleagues? Well, I will make some. I propose the revised draft because we have a committee that is willing to put these structures and ordinances on themselves to be able to promote the diversity and then recognition of the first African American to lead that party, that state party. I feel somewhat akin to the representative being in this position and also appreciating the need for diversity within the state parties and the intention of what is happening. And it was a struggle to find a way that fits within the act and still protects the importance of making sure that we do not have the infusion of soft money in our politics to come through this. But I believe that the fact that Representative Kelly is willing to put this structure where she takes away her involvement to name individuals to the special committee still accomplishes her goal. So I will be supporting it. I did present this draft. I thank the vice chair and the Republican caucus for leaning together to work together to find some compromise. I understand that it might not satisfy all sides, but sometimes that's what the commission has to do. We have to find four. So we have found four to answer the question. I understand that Mr. Brown as counsel is satisfied with that. And at the appropriate time, I will be voting to support the vice chair's motion. So thank you. Any further comments? I don't see any.
Madam Chair?
Yes, I do. Commissioner Walker.
I share the concern of Commissioner Walker, but I also recognize that we're at a point now where we need to consider a number of issues, and I'm going to go ahead and support it.
Thank you. We have the vice chair's motion before the commission. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed, please say no.
No.
The motion passes with 5 voting in favor. The vice chair, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Walther, and myself, 1 voting against, Commissioner Weintraub. Thank you, counsel. Thank you to the Office of General Counsel. And we will now proceed to the next item on the agenda. The next